Our scripture lesson this morning comes from the Old Testament, from the first book of the Bible, Genesis, the 28th chapter, beginning with the 10th verse. Jacob left Beersheba and went toward Haran, and he came to a certain place and stayed there that night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamt that there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. And your descendants shall be like the dust of the earth. And you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And by you and your descendants shall all the families of the earth bless themselves. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done that of which I have spoken to you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. So Jacob rose early in the morning, and he took the stone which he had put under his head, and he set it up for a pillar and poured oil on the top of it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, all. I hope you like the way we decorated the church this morning. We had fun. Well, missions usually takes a Sunday in March to celebrate Faith Promise Sunday. This is a day that we share information about one of the many programs that our church supports throughout the year. Jane has provided that list for you. I hope you found it in your program this morning. Sometimes we have a speaker. Sometimes we put something in the beacon. Sometimes we make a poster or some other way to explain what that mission is all about. In the past, we have had such speakers as Jessica Lang from Fletcher Place, describing the meals, clothing, training, and the child support that the center offers all those in the Fountain Square area. We've had Courtney Welch Sparks describing her mission trip as a nurse tending to the children and the people. We had Susan Bennett come in telling stories from the children's home in Lebanon. We have had our own Jane Gravenstreeter talk about UMCOR, which has helped in disasters such as fires, floods, and hurricanes. We've had missionaries from various parts of the world who have come in and shared their sorrows and their joys. Missions is just people using their God-given gifts to help other people. The Lacys collect coats and food to help out people at Fletcher Place. Joni Marston collects everything people give her and take it to those who are in need. Cindy Singleton is always taking something to the women's shelter. The women's groups have special collections going on many times a year, like baby items for the mothers who are in need. The men are always donating money. The children who collect money for a special family at Christmas time. And all of you who donate to those mission projects that we throw out to you throughout the year, such as school supplies, water, coats, food, and other things that are needed. Our church is truly a very giving church in so many ways. Well, today we're going to talk about something special that happens right here in our own church. It meets every Tuesday morning from 9 to 11:30, and we meet in those offices that are right across, or in the big office, the big room that's right across from the offices. And we make puppy pillows for Community North Hospital. They take those puppy pillows and they give them to the children and to the adults in the hospital. Just put smiles on their faces while they are in the hospital. We make about 1,300 pillows a year. And our church ladies have been making these since the 70s, that long. I'm going to ask some people here in the church to stand, and I want you to please keep standing. I'm going to read a list, because this is what it takes to make puppy pillows. We have people who cut out the material. Would you please stand? We have people who cut out noses, tongues, eyes. Would you please stand? We have people who pin those eyes, nose, and tongues onto those faces to make them look more like puppy pillows. And then we have people who sew on those eyes, noses, and face to make it look more like a puppy pillow face. We have people who sew the ears. We have people who sew them together. We have ear turners. We have stuffers. Then we have people who count them and put them in bags for the person to drop them off at the hospital. Okay, did I miss somebody here? Have you ever had a child or a grandchild who was in the hospital and received a puppy pillow? Did you receive a puppy pillow when you were in the hospital? Please stand if you did. Remember, keep standing. Keep standing. Now, I want the rest of you and all of you who are standing to look around this room. Now see, if you look at this, we have people in the second service too that do this. This is what it takes, all these people, to make our beloved puppy pillows. So now you know what a puppy pillow is. You may now be seated. When going to Joanne's Fabrics, I stand in line, and some of my other friends are standing in line, and, you know, we're ladies, we like to talk. So we always ask one another, well, what are you making? Well, what are you making? What are you making? Well, what are you making? And I always say, puppy pillows. Well, guess what? There are always these tremendous stories that are shared about their loved ones who were in the hospital who received one of our wonderful puppy pillows. We love our puppy pillows. Pardon me. So you remember Jacob? Well, it was Jacob who hoodwinked his old, nearly blind father, Isaac, into giving him the blessing that was reserved for his older brother Esau. There was no mistaking these two brothers. Esau was a very hairy man, and Jacob had very smooth skin. So Jacob put on animal skins on his arms. And then he went to his father, and his father thought it was Esau. Well, thinking Jacob was Esau, Isaac gave the wrong boy his total blessings, thus cheating Esau out of his birthright. Esau was so angry that he threatened to murder his brother. So Jacob fled to the hills for his very life. With frightening thoughts running through his head, Jacob fell asleep. There he is on a rock, sleeping. Don't you think he would have been more comfortable had he had a puppy pillow under his head? Well, that moment, a very unexpected moment, God broke into Jacob's world through a dream. And Jacob sees a ladder extending all the way from the earth to the heaven with angels going up and down. Remember those Jacob's ladders that we made as kids? Well, God stands behind Jacob and he speaks to him saying, "The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your offspring. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." Can you just imagine the wild emotions that were running through Jacob's mind? Here he is, a fugitive. He's scared. And lo and behold, he's dreaming that God comes and stands next to him and starts talking to him. But God doesn't reprimand him for his cheating ways. Oh, no. No, God begins to make him promises. So moved by this experience, Jacob builds an altar. And the next morning, he worshiped God, knowing that in spite of his past, God was going to make everything turn out right in his life. He went back home with God, and he made up with his brother. Boy, sometimes we encounter God at unlikely times in our lives and unlikely places. But the most important thing that we learn about Jacob's encounter with God, it's God serves to remind us that it's God who is able to use each and every one of us for God's own purposes. Jacob was a trickster who cheated his father, a swindler who cheated Esau, what was lawfully his. But God still loved Jacob. And through God's grace, something good would come out of his life. In fact, one day, even his name would be different. He would be called Israel. And his offspring would bless the world. We talk today about the children of Israel. We are talking about the offspring of this trickster who underwent one of the most dramatic conversations and transformations in recorded history. Well, if God was able to use Jacob to work out God's purposes, well, then God is able to use anyone. The good news of the gospel is that God has good things in store for all people, no matter their past. God can turn any life around and use it in ways never, ever imagined. Well, our puppy pills help are just that reminder. No matter the hurts, the misery, the pain, but with God's help, we can put a smile on people's faces. If you or someone in your family needs a smile, Please feel free to take a puppy pillow at the end of the service. And come and join us anytime. We have fun. We'll put you to work. We'll probably make you eat something. And we'll certainly make you laugh. I'd like to share with you some of the words of my all-time favorite actress. There she is. These were her beauty tips according to urban legends. For attractive lips, speak words of kindness. For lovely eyes, seek out the good in people. For a slim figure, share your food with the hungry. For beautiful hair, let a child run his fingers through it every day. For poise, walk with the knowledge that you'll never walk alone. People, even more than things, have to be restored, renewed, revived, reclaimed, and redeemed. Never throw out anybody. Remember, if you ever need a helping hand, you will find one at the end of your arms. As you grow older, you will discover that you have two hands, one for helping yourself and one for helping others. Now, the mission group sends money to places in need, and you were given a card at the beginning when you arrived at church by Linda, and if you didn't receive that card, please raise your hand, and Jerry will make sure you have one. We would like for you to take this pledge card and fold it at the dotted line and then tear it apart. You are to keep the big part. That's your reminder of what you're pledging for missions this year. And the smaller part is for you to put in our basket, and I'll set it up closer so that you can reach it. I would like for you to do this as we sing our last song. Please feel free to come to the front of the church and drop the small, just the small part of the card into the basket here in front by all of our cute puppy pillows.